Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Ele pekudei ha-mishkan. Mishkan o'edis, Rashi says, why does he say twice Mishkan? Remez l'shtei mikdoshoi shenes mashkanu b'avon yaseyem shal Yisrael. So let me make a general comment because we finished Chumash Shemois. Five parashiyos deal with the Chumash HaMishkan. Tromet etzave kitiso ve'yakal pikudei. Five parashiyos over and over again. My feeling is Tromet etzave is before Chet U'Egel. Then comes Chet U'Egel and Parashas Kitiso. Ve'yakal pikudei is la'acha Chet U'Egel. Moshel lema hadavar daim. Person has a son, goes to cheder. He's a great kid. And he brings home great report cards. And every Erev Shabbos he brings home a pchina. And his Rebbe writes such fantastic things about him. Best boy in the class. Every test is 100%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hundreds and hundreds. His father is so happy, buys him a huge gift. But before he even gave him that gift, something went sour. And his great boy stopped learning basmada. And the hundreds became 98s and 95s and 90s and 85 and 80s, and the father was broken. And the father tells the Rebbe, I brought him such an expensive present. I think I'm going to give it back to the store. He doesn't deserve it. I can't give him the present. There's no reason. And the Rebbe tells his father, no, you're doing a terrible mistake. Don't give it back to the store. Show your child what you bought him. And tell him, Yankala, Yasi, Maishi, whatever your name is, look, I want to give you a gift. But in order for me to give you this gift, you got to put your act together. You gotta start learning Basmode again. And if you bring me 5 tests, 100%, this is yours. Take advantage of the gift you bought him. Don't give it back to the store. Don't lose hope. Tremet etzavas before Chet U'Egel. And HaKodesh Baruch Hu says, my beloved Kindalach, I'm giving you a gift. The gift is my Shechina. Build a Mishkan and I will dwell amongst you. And then comes Chet U'Egel and everything falls apart and everything is shattered. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? Does he destroy the base of Mikdash forever? No. It's like a Mashkan. He takes it back. And he says, Kindalach, look at this beautiful base of Mikdash. Do you remember when I dwell among you? How wonderful life is. How meaningful life is. Please, it's for you. Take it back. You just need to put your act together. Bring me a few positive tests and the base of Mikdash is yours. Shtei Mikdashei Shenes Mashkenu. You know what a Mashken is? When a lender lends money to a borrower, and the lender wants to have some confidence, some security that he's going to get his money back. So he asks for a mashkan. I don't know what a mashkan is in English. He asks for a mashkan.
Kol HaLashon.
So the borrower gives him, he has a Rolex watch, he has some Montblanc pens, he has some collector items, he has some Yudaike, he gives him some precious stuff. And the lender says, I'm not a collector. I'm embarrassed to walk out with a Rolex watch. I don't need this. I don't want this. I'm just keeping it because I want my money back. And when you're going to pay, I'm going to be more than happy to give you back your stuff. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Beis HaMikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kindalach, I don't need the Beis HaMikdash up in the heavens. Just pay and I'll be so happy to give you back your mashkan. I love to dwell amongst you. The sky is mine. The heavens are mine. but I prefer being with you down there. V'yosi l'migdash v'shulchanti b'seichem. It is like a mashkan. The lender doesn't want the mashkan. He wants his money. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu pleased with us, Kendalach, just pay your loans. Be good. And I will be happy to give back your mashkan. And what is that mashkan? That mashkan is myself, my shechina. V'osu l'migdash v'shulchanti b'seichem. Let's pay our dues. Let's be Gita Kindalach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will once again v'shulchanti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. We should be Zerach b'kora b'yameinu to Hashem Seshchina to Binyam Beis HaMikdash ki yamei tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois b'mehero v'yameinu. Amen.
A whole world of content awaits you on Kol HaLashon, United Kingdom. 0208-191-7000. United States, 646-663-7920. Israel, 03-617-1095.